Now it's time for the Southern Cross.
Southern Cross is back today with, and I am talking to Pacific Media Watch contributing editor Michael Andrew. Welcome back, Andrew. How are you?
Michael.
Michael.
Thank you. Happens all the time.
Oh my God, it's because I read it like I know that as well.
That's totally fine. Go by Andrew as well.
No. Honestly. Right, okay. So let's start off. Currently, there is a Pacific media boycott of the Indonesian election in West Papua regarding the review of the 1969 self-determination vote. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Yes, so the Indonesian general elections are coming up this week on Wednesday the 17th, and there's been calls for a boycott, most notably by an independence leader, a Nobel Prize, Peace Prize nominee, Benny Wender, who's currently in exile in London. He's been calling for a boycott for obvious reasons that West Papuans aren't part of Indonesia and shouldn't be participating in the election. However, two human rights groups have come out and they've called for a judicial review of the Act of Free Choice, which was basically the process that granted Indonesian rights to annex West Papua back in 1969. So it was supposed to be a free election where West Papuans would vote to be part of Indonesia or not, and it was supposed to be basically up to them. But Indonesia, according to these two groups that are applying for the review, the TAPO and ETAN, which is the East Timor Indonesian Action Network, they're basically saying that Indonesia influenced the vote through intimidation and backs threats of military action and by handpicking people to vote for annexation by Indonesia. So it wasn't a fair vote in their eyes, and they're applying for this review. So we'll see what comes of that.
Is there any sort of thoughts about what will come of that? Is there sort of a view that it's going to go one particular way?
Well, Indonesia is quite solid in their affirmation that West Papua falls under the jurisdiction of Indonesia, and they're not really, they've not shown any signs that they're going to
change
that
opinion.
However, it remains to be seen what the results of this review or the application for this review, but it just creates more, notoriety around the illegitimacy of Indonesia's jurisdiction over West Papua. So, yeah, it's going to get more people, I guess, aware of the issue and more people aware that it's not legitimate at all, and
wanting to do something about it.
Yeah, and West Papuans should be.
Yeah, because I suppose even if it does go the way that Lachlan, do you want to join in the convo?
Well, yeah. I had a question. I don't know terribly much about it.
Yeah.
I know there are quite a lot of human rights abuses and things that go on, but I mean, how kind of do the politicians treat West Papuans? Do they treat them differently to other Indonesians?
Yeah, basically. A lot of their in West Papua, a lot of their customs aren't really permitted. I mean, the cultures are markedly different, obviously, but it's just the fact that West Papuans aren't allowed to express any signs of their self-determination. So, it's a crime to raise the West Papuan flag.
Really?
Yeah, it's a jailable crime, so you'll go to prison for showing the West Papuan flag, and basically any gestures of independence are quelled quite aggressively.
So surely this review is sort of is quite controversial, really, if there's that sort of reaction by political leaders and like the government in Indonesia wanting to shut down any sort of West Papuan independence. Surely doing a review of that particular vote is sort of considered to be sort of quite controversial and not good, right?
Absolutely. There is resistance.
Yeah.
Even inside Indonesia, but as far as the government concerned, they have the final ruling on it, and it's that West Papua is part of Indonesia, and it's going to be. But yeah, I think a lot of people are finding out more about this whole issue, and a lot of people are figuring out that it is really bizarre why a country that should be, it's like self-determined, is
why can't,
under
yeah.
the yoke of this kind of colonizer.
Completely.
But yeah, it's a real...
It'll be interesting to see how it goes.
Yes.
So let's move on to the next one. So the University of the South Pacific have won a grant. Can you tell us about what that involves?
Yes, so they've the University of the South Pacific is one of our partner universities, mm-hmm. especially with Pacific Media Centre, so we do a lot of collaboration with them. A lot of their content we share, and they share our content as well, and they're our main contact in Fiji. But they've won a $20,000 US grant to support their climate change reporting. So their students will be able to be better equipped to go and report accurately on climate change, and have the resources to do more sustainability environmental reporting. So yeah, it's great, especially in Fiji, because they're at the forefront of climate change issues, and they need all the resources and
support they can get
to actually cover these issues and share it with the world.
And I suppose it is really important that that sort of coverage, because obviously it's such an important issue, that the coverage is as accurate as, like, as what's the word, as like in depth as possible, because people need to know. Right?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's kind of, we get the tip of the iceberg in terms of what the West, the kind of the content that the West gets, but it's so complex. It's not just rising sea levels. It's also forced relocations of communities. It's also everything that the changes in climate prompts. So there's a lot of issues around. There was an article the other day about plastic pollution and landfills, and how they're exposed to sea level rises. So there's so much more than meets the eye with climate change, especially in these countries.
Yeah, because I did an interview last week with someone talking about the health effects of climate change, and the fact that with the rise in temperatures and the change in climate, that we will end up getting different diseases that we wouldn't normally experience, and that's going to affect the way that people, obviously the way people live. So there's so many issues that come under climate change.
Absolutely. It's an existential threat. It's going to change things
and
fundamentally.
And it's so important that the Pacific, being so acutely affected by climate change, have that sort of that support. That's awesome.
I mean, how much do they rely on these grants? Without them, would they just really struggle to report?
Is it volunteer sort of stuff, or is it?
Well, they do an amazing job with what they have, but their grants like this do definitely go a long way. I believe Fiji's Fiji relies quite heavily on its universities to report. So a lot of it is student based. So these kind of grants definitely help them out to expand the media team over there.
So last week you briefly mentioned the Dawn Raids exhibition. What else can you tell us about this?
Right. So I wrote a feature piece on this one, and it's up on our website. But basically, it just explains the context of the Dawn Raids and a lot of previously unknown stories. I mean, people do know about them, but I think a lot of these stories have kind of fallen into the shadows a little bit. We were talking about the Polynesian Panthers and the fact that they, in response to the Dawn Raids, launched their own campaign where they went and targeted the houses of MPs over the shore and did launch their own personal Dawn Raids, and they stopped after that. So I wrote a piece and talked to people down there and just gave a bit of a snapshot into what exactly more in-depth stories from the Dawn Raids, basically tried to give them as much exposure as possible.
So is that exhibition still going?
Yes, it's going to the 25th. Definitely head. It's at Otara Fresh Gallery, or Fresh Gallery Otara, which is a lovely spot. And the exhibition's wonderful.
Awesome, thank you so much. So what's coming up next for the Pacific and Pacific News?
Well, we'll obviously be covering the elections as much as we can. So that's going to be the big issue of the week and possibly the next few weeks. The other thing is, Tim, on a side note, Tim Minchin is in New Zealand and he's doing a series of shows, and he actually met up with Auckland-based NGO yesterday, Ngā Rangatahi Toa, which is a an NGO that helps kids that haven't really thrived in mainstream education, and gets them into performing arts and enables them to flourish. And he met up with them, and they had a kōrero and were able to share different performances. And so that was his initiative based on his ticket sales. So I think he's donated about 10 grand a night from his ticket sales to his charity. So that was a great, a lot of these kids are Pacifica Māori youth, so yeah, it was a great initiative. So I'll be doing a story on that, and also in a couple of weeks is the Free Media Day, so we'll be covering that as well moving forward.
Fantastic, thank you so much. If you want to read, if anybody listening wants to read all about these stories and all the Pacific Media Centre updates, you can go to asiapacificreport.nz. Thank you so much.
That was the Southern Cross.